We're kind of bouncing around doing a few different things. We had live coverage of Prime Minister Mark Carney's news conference this morning where he announced a variety of different things, all targeted to try and enhance Canada's economy, of course, speaking about some sector enhancements and focused work that they're doing, including on and for agriculture, some predominantly canola-focused announcements that were made this morning. And so right away, we wanted to bring someone on who's got a bit of a local connection for us in terms of what this means. We have had Dean Roberts on our program before. Dean is the chair of SASC Canola, and I just connected with Dean off-air to find out that when this announcement was made, he was actually in the field laying under the combine. Am I right, Dean?
That's right. We were greasing up, getting ready to harvest for the day.
Well, so I appreciate you wiping the hands off and joining me here for a couple of minutes. So as chair of SASC Canola, sorry, and SASC Oilseeds, and as a farmer, can you just give me your reaction to what we heard from the Prime Minister this morning?
Well, I'm kind of a mixed reaction here today, Evan. I'm very grateful that the Prime Minister has acknowledged the issue at hand, the way farmers are being treated, the issue we have. But I'm also cognizant that, you know, the enhancements made are going to help farmers, but they're still not a fix. This isn't a finish line. We need the trade issue resolved. So, like, the announcement around the APP changes, that's going to give farmers a lifeline. We get some cash for a period of time to see us through. But we still need a political solution to this. So it feels better than it did a week ago. A week ago, we had nothing. Now we have something. And given the last year farmers have had, I'm kind of taking any good news as a good sign. The last 12 months have been pretty rough. So at this point, it feels promising. Parliamentary Secretary Blois joining Premier Mo to their trip to China. Again, that feels positive. In contrast to the negativity that has kind of swirled for the last 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Dean Roberts is my guest, chair of SASC Oilseeds, also a Saskatchewan farmer. Lots of people are texting in saying, you know, you hear these announcements, the advance payments program, support for the biofuel sector, enhancing the agri-marketing program. So I'm hearing what you're saying, Dean. Yeah, this is good that finally the federal government is acknowledging the canola sector, the ag market, and the importance that it plays in Canada's economy. But is there strong, tangible ties for Saskatchewan farmers to be able to grab onto here to say this is actually going to have a real positive impact for them?
Well, and that's where I'm torn, Evan. It's not negative news. It's certainly supportive. It's certainly better than anything we've had in the last year. But it certainly doesn't take us back to where we were or where we should be. So, you know, as a farmer, I feel very grateful to be acknowledged, but we still need that political solution. That is still the end game, is a political solution. So I don't think we can, you know, take our emphasis or pressure off the federal government that they still need to move on this file. They've helped, but they still have to, you know, finish the job.
Mm-hmm. Many people are suggesting online that hearing the Prime Minister today announce the removal of the EV tariffs on Chinese vehicles might have been a better ploy to just get rid of these tariffs altogether. Is that something, have you and your organization through SASC Oilseeds been advocating for any direct action that you would like to see the feds take?
We haven't really taken a position on the EV tariffs. This is all political in nature, and it will be negotiations back and forth. And, you know, do the EV tariffs make sense? Do they need to exist in some way? As a farmer in West Central Saskatchewan, I have no idea. But I do know that my canola doesn't need a tariff because I'm certainly not dumping my canola. I'm a price taker in the world. I have no cost pass on mechanism. So I don't really know what they should do with the EV side, but I do know what they need to do with canola, and that's go to China and get a resolution.
Mm-hmm. Dean, I've appreciated you, Joe. I'm not going to hold you up anymore. Harvest is waiting. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Evan.